Pennsylvania is one of the most important of the contested states in this election. But with one key demographic, the race doesn't appear to be very close. A new ABC News Washington Post poll finds that 59% of women in Pennsylvania's suburbs say they support Democratic candidate Joe Biden. 41% say they support Trump. And it was in Pennsylvania just a few weeks ago when President Trump said this.
Please, please, suburban women, you should love me. You know, because somebody said I'm not doing that well with suburban women. I said, why?
In 2016, Trump narrowly won the state, but Hillary Clinton took Bucks County, home to some of Philadelphia's suburbs. And political experts say Bucks County may lean blue again this year, thanks to women. Here and now, Shiko Theuri reports.
You can't help but fall in love with Bucks County's beautiful windy roads, some shaded with massive trees that arch over, showing their fall foliage. And there are rural areas, too, with long front yards and rolling hills. And in the neighborhoods, you can't help but notice the diversity of political signs. It's pretty hard to tell how this part of the state leans. Doylestown is the seat of Bucks County. It was the last stop of a pro-Trump parade that clashed with Biden supporters demonstrating in a women's march a few weeks ago. The political parity here is pretty clear. Just head to West State Street. That's where you'll find Shannon Lely. I met her outside of her shop called Planet Smoothie.
I am voting for Trump.
Lely is a Republican mom of four, and this will be her second time voting for Trump. She plans to do so in person on Election Day, and Lely says she didn't know Trump was even calling on women like her to support him. And while she admits that Trump's behavior and rhetoric haven't always been exemplary, she says he's better than the alternative.
Biden is completely fake, and I can't even stand it when he was like, oh, people of America. So I'd rather somebody who's just real than fake, because you don't know what's going on behind the facade.
But she says it's really Trump's policies that have her vote.
It doesn't matter what Trump says, like as much as the whole party of what they stand for.
As a Christian, Lely says she's anti-abortion and pleased with the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. Barrett is expected to chip away at Roe versus Wade. And as a small business owner, Lely says she's benefited from Trump's tax policy. Karen Stone says she's also benefited from Trump's economic policies. She's a Democrat, voting for Joe Biden, and works at a boutique nearby. It's a cozy, modern shop with sleek hardwood floors. But Stone says despite Trump's economic policies,
that's not a reason to vote for him.
Stone says she's voted for candidates outside of her party before and considered giving Trump the opportunity to change her mind until recently.
The way he handled himself during the first debate, I wanted to give him a chance, thought maybe things could change for the better, but that hasn't happened.
We've seen suburban Philadelphia become increasingly Democratic after a century plus of being Republican.
That's Christopher Borick. He's the director of the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion. He says Bucks County has deep Republican roots, but it's overwhelmingly white. It's also more educated and wealthier, which is why it's become more politically competitive. And Borick says suburban women are a cohort of voters that are capable of moving the needle.
We've seen that group move increasingly during the Trump years to Democratic positions. They've shown that in their vote during midterm elections and state elections. They've shown it in polls. And it's a group that the president and Republicans can't afford to lose much more ground in. And I think you've seen them lose ground relatively to where they were in 2016. And thus you see the efforts to rhetorically reach out and to try to find policy areas, including law and order, to this group.
And that message of law and order has resonated with Shannon Lely, the owner of the smoothie shop in Doylestown.
I know there is absolutely still racism in this country. Like, I do not deny that. But when cops are coming into my store scared for their life now, that's not okay. Like, so when you disrespect and you have no respect for authority, we are going to crumble, especially youth. Like, youth have no respect for authority anymore. And this whole thing is just fueling that. And when there's no respect for authority, there's no respect for private property. I mean, businesses being smashed in. Like, who pays for that?
But Lely is in the minority here. A recent Reuters Ipsos poll found only 11% of white people in suburbs across the country consider civil unrest and Trump's tough-on-crime stance to be a major issue. We'll have to wait and see if President Trump continues to make his plea to suburban women. He's expected back in Bucks County tomorrow, looking to secure enough votes to make a difference in this crucial swing state. For Here and Now, I'm Shiko Theuri.